Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Ask me anything. Coach MJ today. All right. Who's here with me? I know. Y'all know. We all know. It's Kathy Hartman. Kathy Hartman in the house. Okay, so this month is, you know, we're giving stuff to Corinne. We're giving her weight loss. We're giving her habits. We're giving her whatever. And so every Sunday in the newsletter, you get a form that you can fill out to let us know how it's going, all of those things. Anything you want to ask us, we'll answer them for you. And so we're going to do a chunk of them on this call. So I will say the person's name, their question, I will answer questions. So every Wednesday this month, I'm going to be doing that. See how it goes. It'll be rapid fire. And then hopefully there's plenty of time for me to get to y'all's questions as well. So this week we are working on the clock. So if you think you are hungry, you pick up your water and you drink your water, like, you know, 8, 12, 16 ounces, something like that. Drink water. And then you are officially on the clock. So typically we tell people 30 minutes, but if you're like MJ, 30 minutes seems like a long time. I don't think I'm ready for that. Do 15. You do you, boo. You do whatever works for you. And then at the end of that time, you just ask yourself, am I still hungry? If you are, guess what happens? You eat. If not, then you just wait again. So that is what this week is all about. And so I've seen a lot of you posting about it in Facebook, which is amazing, amazing, amazing. So that is what we're working on. We are working on that this week. Marsha says, I'm late to the party. Marsha, you are not late to a dang thing. I have not started the gifting and filling out the forms. Can I just jump in? Absolutely, you can. I don't care if you are listening to this replay and it is the last day of the month. It is not too late. You can give Corinne your best on the last day of that month and you still are in it. I don't care when you're listening to the sound of my voice. It is never too late. So, there's that. So who's ready to ask some of the answer from these questions? I know I am. All right. I have them printed. I printed them and everything. I should get a pen. I got my Bitch Got Goals pen and I'm going to mark them off as we go. Yeah, it's not too late. And if you're listening to this replay and it's December and you want to give Corinne something for a month, go ahead. Do your best. Do your best. All right. Alicia Parsons asks, this is on the form that you fill out every Sunday that's in your newsletter. You'll get a link. And then the last newsletter of the month or the first of the next month, whichever one, there'll be a form to fill out for fabulous prizes. So Alicia Parsons asks, I need help cutting my wine intake, but my habits for wine drinking are strong. And my husband is a drink pusher. So first of all, you have to ask yourself, can you have a conversation? Look, honey. I am working on wine, whatever. So tonight, I'm going to still have wine. I'm going to have half as much as I normally do. Or one glass less than I typically do. I know you want me. I'm still drinking with you. We're all good. But can I just, this week, I'm just going to cut back by one glass. Because a lot of times, Corinne always says this. A lot of issues that we have in our life or ways that we want people to support us or things that we want people to help us with, a lot of times it is just us being willing to have a conversation with that person because your husband typically cares about you. He wants what's best for you. And if you just let him know what you need from him, I bet you he will help you out. I bet you he will help you out. So you just go one glass less and maybe next week, you go, you know what? It wasn't that bad. You still had a good week. I still had a good week. I'm going to even cut it by one glass again until you get to that sweet spot that you want to be. So have the conversation. Don't cut it out all at once. Just a little bit at a time. Just a little bit at a time. It's the easiest way to do it. That's good. Alicia, thank you for the question. Renee Fussick, is hummus a good food option? Well, you have to decide on the good, better, best list. So good food just tastes good. Better food, has a little bit of nutrition in it, right? And then, and it still tastes good, of course, because we're not, life is too short to wear uncomfortable shoes and eat crappy food. That's the rules around here. And so, and then best foods not only taste amazing, they feel great in your body, they sustain you for a long time. Like for me, hummus with some carrots or celery or something would be on my best list for sure. Because I think it's very good. It's got some protein in it, some oils, all those kind of things. Should I portion it like peanut butter and granola? So, first of all, you don't have to portion. If you're choosing to portion for some reason, that's totally fine. If you want to portion it, like portion to me is like I use a smaller bowl. Like, not that I measure and weigh and do all that other kind of stuff. If it does help you, then absolutely you can do that. But you just have to decide for yourself whether it goes on your good list, your better list, or your best list, because it's different for everybody. It's different. Let's say that somebody, every time they eat chickpeas, gets horrible gas. Like they get stomach cramps, their stomach hurts, they feel like crap. Hummus won't go on their best list. It won't go on their best list because it doesn't feel amazing in their body. So if it feels amazing in your body, like it does mine, maybe it goes on your best list. That's what's so amazing about that list, y'all. What's on my list ain't on your list. What's on your list ain't might not be on my list. Kathy Hartman ain't never gonna have beets on her list. I love beets. That would be on my best list. Kathy Hartman didn't even put it on for a good list because she just ain't gonna eat it. Yes, not a real fan of cottage cheese that everyone needs, seems to say you have to lose weight. See, that's on my best list. But Kelly is like, can't do the texture. It's not on any of my lists. That's right. That's right. So you have to decide what goes on your list. Some stuff won't even make the list. You're like, I ain't even wasting my time with that. Celeste, her last name starts with an M, Muhlenthaler. Maybe that's right. When I lose a little weight, I ease up on fighting my urges. Why do I do that to myself? It's your thoughts. So it's like, I deserve this, but I've been good all week. You've got a whole week until you have to weigh in again. You may as well go ahead and eat now. You got plenty of time to get this off. Those are the thoughts you have to identify. Those are the ones you need to identify. Whatever happens in your brain after you step on the scale and you see a loss. It's probably a thought just like that. And so you want to catch those thoughts like with a net, like you're catching a butterfly. You want to catch them and decide, yeah, but I can start from here. I know I don't have weigh-in until next week, but, and I did work hard all week. Do I want to start over? Do I want to undo all of that? Like, go ahead and ask yourself those questions and get honest with yourself. Do I really want to spend all week losing what I'm about to gain from going off the rails? Or do I want to start from this lower number? Maybe I want to start from this lower number. You've got to identify those thoughts first. Then you can use Ask Coaches. You can bring your whole list of thoughts to Ask Coaches. You can email me. You can post in the Facebook group. If you're having trouble figuring out what you want to think instead, we are a good resource for y'all to ask anything. We're good at thought switches. We're good at thought switches. Joyce Wagner, how do you know when you're at your body's goal weight? That's a great question. So it's when you love your life. You've created not just a goal weight, but a goal life. You love the way that you kind of feel. You like the clothes that you wear. You like the activities that you can participate in. You can eat the food you love and kind of you sort of level off at a maintenance range without a whole lot of drama and a whole lot of effort. That's what it was for me. You don't have to like, you know, constantly be thinking. That's sort of the life that I wanted to create for myself, but you have to ask, like, what do I want my food life to look like in maintenance? What do I want my life to look like in maintenance. Like, what do you? I used to always ask my private clients this. Like, they would get somewhere and they'd think, I need to lose 5 more pounds. And I'm like, what would you need to be doing differently to lose 5 more pounds? And they would tell me. And then my next question always was, Is that something you're willing to do for the rest of your life? Are those changes doable for the rest of your life? And for some folks, they would say, yes, I think I do want to do those things. Go forth, my child. Go forth and prosper. But they're like, I don't want to live that way. I don't like that. No, that's not, no, I'm not giving up wine. Whatever it is, I'm not cutting back on my drinks. I'm not, whatever it is. Then that's when you know that you're where you need to be. As long as everything, the life that you've created, like I don't ever think about not fitting in a chair anymore. I don't ever worry about sitting down in a chair and it breaking on me. If somebody wants to go on a hike, I can go on a hike. If somebody even wanted to go on a jog, I mean, I'd be slow right now, but I could go on a jog. Like I love my physical life. I like the clothes that I wear. I like all of those things. So all of that ties in. It's not just a number on a scale, y'all. Maintenance is not, it's a lifestyle. It's not just a destination on the scale. Everything has to go together. Everything has to fit together in order to create the maintenance. Like, because you're going to live there a long time. Ain't nobody going to say, oh my God, if you lost weight, you look so good. All that goes away. You have to be happy with the life that you're in. You have to find your own joy, create your own joy at maintenance. So that number is just a number. There's a lot of other things that you want to take into consideration, which is why we have the maintenance course, which will also help you. Wendy said, what's your opinion on weighing once a month? I think that's fine. If that's what works for you, that's what works for you. The only thing you want to watch is you really, if you've got a fear of the scale or you just don't want to see what that number is, like you have a like an aversion to the scale for whatever reason. Once you've been here 31 days, we have a scale course. You want to make sure that you're, again, y'all, it's your thoughts. You want to make sure it's the relationship with the scale that you want. If you're like, no, I love weighing my non-scale victories the other 3 weeks. That's how I want to live my life. I want to live my life through a series of non-scale victories. I want to live my life through my clothes fitting looser. I want to live my life this way. And that number is not the end all be all. I'll be able to tell if I'm losing weight because I know how I feel in my body. For some of you, it's like, if I better not step on that scale, because if I do, it's going to derail me. If you're avoiding the scale from fear, you want to work through that. And it may be that you'd still decide only to weigh once a month. That's totally fine. But you want to like your reasons for only weighing once a month, if that makes any sense. Rachel Collins, I feel hungrier when I work out. So I ate according to my hunger and didn't lose any weight. Should I try something different? I would. Rachel, I will tell you this, all of y'all, because a lot of y'all are starting movement this month. And a lot of the times, from what I have noticed, I've coached races before. I'm like a little, I'm about this much of an expert on it, about that much, about a 2% expert on exercise and food. We don't burn as much as we think we did. Oh, yeah, I did skip one. Girl, you on top of things. I'll come right back to that one. Thank you, Kathy. A lot of times what happens is we come from a Weight Watchers world. If you exercise, what do you earn? More food, right? And so we exercise and then we're like, oh, I deserve this. Girl, I can afford it because, you know, I done burned some calories. I done worked out today. I can have a little bit more. Guess what your brain does? It sends you a hunger signal. Unless you are running about 6 to 8 miles or more a day, or unless you are training for some sort of Ironman or a half Ironman, you do not need more food. There, I said it. I said it. We don't burn that many calories. We do not. A lot of times, though, we tell ourselves we deserve it. We earned it. Girl, I worked out so hard today. Girl, you know I'm gonna be hungry. And we tell ourselves, I bet I'm gonna be more hungry today. I bet, girl, you know I'm gonna be more hungry today because I have worked out. I burnt like 400 calories, girl. No. You have got to watch those thoughts. It's the thoughts for the majority of us. Now, like I said, when I was training for half marathons, once I got to about the 7 or 8 mile mark of running, I did need to add a snack. I did need to add a snack. But most of us are walking in the neighborhood. We're doing some, even if you're doing heavy lifting, we're not doing it for that long. Not long enough that we're going to need to increase our food. So just watch out for those thoughts. Nicole, the one I skipped. Sorry, Nicole. Nicole Warner, I would like more examples on what to tell myself to change how the brain has been thinking. So we'll work with your exact thoughts, but the best way to start leveling up thoughts is I might be wrong about. I love that one. Or this thought might not be true. I bet other people don't think like this. Like they probably don't tell themselves this. I wonder what they tell themselves. I have a hard time following doable hunger, but I'm gonna work hard at it every day. I'm having a hard time following doable hunger, but I'm willing to use ask coaches. I'm willing to believe that I can figure out doable hunger. And we do have a thoughts kind of a course that you can take once you've been here 31 days. But if you really want to, a lot of it is you keep the old thought, but you just add to it, add an and or a but to it to show yourself the new way that you want to think. Or I'm working on thinking something new. I always tell myself that I can't control myself at night, but I've got some amazing tools and I do believe that I could figure this out if I stick at it, whatever it is. If you want to bring some thoughts to ask coaches or post them in Facebook, we can help you level them up just a little bit. You don't want to go like a bridge too far, right? You want to just start to wiggle away from your thought a little bit. Just wiggle away. Start to inch, like step back. Imagine your thought is like a cougar on a trail or a mountain lion or something. You don't turn around and run away in the opposite direction. You just stay calm and you just take a few steps back. Take a few steps back. That's all you want to do. Scooch. Scooch. For those of you who have been around for a little bit. Rachel, the discovery worksheets are available to you after day 31 of membership under resources and helpful worksheets. There's that. Kristen, the scale is going up since I started lifting weights 1 to 2 times a week. I don't believe my food intake has increased. I'm even farther from my summer goal. Nothing seems to move the scale down. It's frustrating. So if you're lifting heavy, you're tearing apart muscle. That's what happens when you lift heavy weights. And you must retain fluid in order to build those back up. Plus, your body makes extra blood to go to those muscles. So there is that little bit of a thing. You didn't say how long you've been lifting weights. If it's just been a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, you're fine. Keep doing what you're doing, and then you should see the scale go down. I would also double down on doable hunger. To make sure that you're not eating any more than you were. Those few extra bites, look out for those little thoughts that I talked about. Make sure that you're catching any of those that are like, you're at enough, but it's like, oh, but you lifted so heavy today. Make sure you don't have any of that coming up for you. You want to make sure of that. And then if it's been 3 or 4 weeks, it's probably doable hunger. But if it's only been, a couple of weeks, it could just be your body rebuilding that muscle. There's that. Breastfeeding does require more calories. You will more than exercise. I will tell you that much. That is truth. Let's see. Janice, why do I not follow my plan at night and reach for a sweet after dinner? Because it's your habit, darling. It's your habit. So here's a couple of things you can do. If you want to keep your sweet after dinner, eat less dinner. so that you have not reached your enough and you can have your sweet treat. There's nothing wrong with having the sweet treat at all. If you say, MJ, I want to get away from having that sweet treat, then you can do a couple. You want to set up your environment to not have the sweet treat. You want to find out what that sweet treat is giving you, because you can't snatch away the one thing that gives you rest and comfort and not insert rest and comfort. It's like just snatching the rug out from under you. You got one thing, and it's chocolate that gives you comfort and permission to relax, and then you take it away. You got to have something to put in there. Got to. Because that's where we fail so much. How many of y'all have you, I mean, we all are emotional eaters here. How many of y'all have, I am not going to do that anymore. No, I'm never going to lose weight. I'm going to stop it. I'm never going to. And you just kind of white knuckle yourself. But then at night, you're missing whatever that was it's giving you. You can't do that. You've got to figure out another way to self-soothe, to comfort, to give yourself permission to relax, all of those things when you snatch something away like that. Snatch is a strong word, but you know what I mean. But if you really want it, eat a little bit less dinner so that you're still hungry for that treat. That's totally fine for that chocolate or that sweet or that few spoonfuls of ice or whatever you want. It's totally fine. And then after you've been here for 31 days, you under courses and bonus courses, you have the nighttime eating reset. And even if you did it when we did the nighttime eating reset, but you're still struggling with nighttime eating, now is a great time to go back and do it again. And at the bottom of that page is a button that you can click and sign up for text messages. And Corinne will text you at, well, it's automated, but you can tell yourself it's straight from Corinne. It sounds like it's from Corinne. She'll text you every night to remind you. Another really good thing is so many of us try to get accountability groups for like a long period of time. I would even post in the Facebook group or in the chat of a call and be like, I want to go through the nighttime eating course. I really want to work on it. Anybody else in my time zone, so we'll be at nighttime at the same time, that wants to go through it with me. And y'all can check in at night together. That's another great idea. So you'll be getting texts from Corinne. You can check in with your accountability partner. Be like, just a month, just a month, just while we get Corinne's text, we're going to work through this together. That is a great, the nighttime eating text. So once you've been here 31 days, you can go under bonus courses, nighttime eating reset. And at the very bottom of the page, you'll see a place where you can click and sign up for nightly text messages to remind you what your goals are. Hashtag bitch got goals. Yeah, you get them for a month while you go through the course. That's exactly right. Goes with that course. Yeah, Lorraine, that's perfect. Lisa Mueller, how do I put in a pause before I put something in my mouth? I often realize after the fact. So if you notice a pattern, if you always, like for me, I used to grab ass while I was cooking. So I just put food in my mouth. And I noticed that. First, you have to identify your pattern. Mine was when I was cooking or when I was cleaning up the kitchen at night. I had a piece of gum or a mint because you can't grab ass food because it really was an automatic habit for me. I'd be like 3 bites in, be like, what the hell? I don't know what happened. And so if I kept a mint in, you still don't know how many times I reached down. I'm like, oh my God, it brought me so much awareness. Then when I was working, there was a lady named Maureen and she had the candy dish. And I used to just go grab candy. And I didn't even know. Like once I brought mindfulness to it and I was paying attention, I'm like, I walk by Maureen's desk. If you would have asked me, I would have said I go by there once or twice a day. Girl, it was like 5 or 6 times a day. I was totally oblivious. And so when I would leave the therapy gym, I would go another way to get to the patient's rooms. I just changed direction to get myself out of that habit. But the first thing you need to do is see where it is. If it is just a true habit grab ass, which a lot of grab assing sort of is, you can figure out if it's emotional or not. But the majority of those little bites and licks and tastes and stuff are automatic. So if you've always got nuts sitting out or candy, put it away. Like set up your environment for who you want to be. So like for me, the gum or the mint worked really well. walking a different way, in my, in the rehab where I worked, was a great way for me to just be mindful and to get out of that habit, cleaning up your living space so that it's not right, as you walk through every time you walk through the kitchen. Like, imagine if I had a grab ass problem, I go in my kitchen, I have to go through the kitchen to get the bathroom. I drink all this damn water. I go through my kitchen how many times? So I don't have stuff sitting out at the kitchen. I just don't. Let's see. Oh, I forgot. I'm over here. Look, I'm looking at the questions and the chat, and I forgot I'm working off of this sheet of paper. Cammy, is the thought I'm gonna eat light the day before a weigh-in leftover diet mentality thinking? You have to decide that, Cammy. You have to decide where is that coming from. If I thought that, it would be, right? Like it would, I know right away it would be. But you have to decide for you what it is. She gives an example. I will not put steak on my plans, 1 to 2 days before a weigh-in because it's a heavy food for me and it takes my body longer to digest. If we're gonna have a steak, it's on the weekend. Well, I mean, let's say that I have to have that thought. I don't like to be heavy during the week because of work. Like, I don't want like to be weighed down or feel weighed down or whatever. And if steak does that to your body and you're like, I got a lot of stuff to do on the during the week. I do not have time to eat food that does not make me feel amazing. Because if it's weighing you down for 2 days, you probably don't feel amazing. And if that is why you've decided to put steak on the weekends, that's not diet mentality. But if you're like, it's gonna make the scale go up, I'm nervous about whatever it is, then yes, it is diet mentality. But you have to go back to those thoughts and your reasons for it. Cammy, let us know what your reasons are, because I think that would be interesting. Claire says weekends, they are the hardest to stay on track for me. Any tips or tricks would be great. Well, first, coming up in September, yes. This is the Corinne's birthday gift, drop it like it's hot month. August is enough, a whole month on enough. Somebody just put in the chat, they can't figure out doable hunger. It's coming. And then in September, we are doing a whole month on weekend binging, like how to stay on track on the weekend. So, of course, it's coming. But the first thing you have to recognize is you have got more structure and more practice on weekdays because there's more days than there are weekends, right? So it stands to reason that weekdays are going to be easier to hang on to and to get your in your routine and your habit than the weekends. So you just have to give yourself a little bit of grace. The other thing you want to think about weekends is you don't want to take the structure of the week and try to insert it on the weekends because it's not structured. It's not the same. It's just not. Like water may be super easy for you during the week because you're at your desk all day. But on the weekends, you're going to have to come up with other plans. The strategies that work for you Monday through Friday when you're in an office are not going to work for you on Saturday and Sunday when you're running errands and you're doing all that other stuff. You've got to be more mindful of certain things. You're going out to eat a lot more. Well, some of us. Or eating different things. Things come up last minute. You've got to figure out how to kind of tweak doable hunger. Like if you're going to go out to dinner, like we go out to dinner with friends on Friday friend dinner night. We go every Friday. And if during the week, if I'm hungry early, I just have my dinner, not a problem. If I'm not hungry, I just eat a little bit later. So I'm very mindful on Fridays. I don't eat a huge lunch on Fridays. I just don't. Because we're going out to Friday dinner. Now, I want to make sure that I'm hungry. If I do get hungry in the middle of afternoon, I eat a snack. But by then, I know what time we're going to eat. Do I eat two enough? Do I need 3 or 4 hours? Or do I just need to take the edge off of my hunger in order to ensure that I'm hungry at dinner? It takes a little bit of thought. You have to put a little bit of, not work, but you just got to think about it. You just gotta think about it. When is the next time I'm gonna eat? How much mileage do I need out of this snack? Do I need it to hang me over for 3 or 4 hours because it's going to be that long? Or is it just like an hour and I just need to take the edge off? And it does take a little bit of practice and it does take a little bit of time, and it's gonna look different than it does during the week, which is normal for a lot of us on the weekends. Jennifer, for this week's on the clock strategy, if I know I'm gonna be out to dinner at a scheduled time, should I drink the 16 hours of water before I go? Maybe that will help me eat less. Maybe like drink 20 minutes before the scheduled time. Really, on the clock, like if you're, it's just to really identify hunger. Okay. So it's not like you're doing it to eat less. You're just trying to cut out. Because what happens a lot of times is hunger comes for several reasons. Hunger can come from habit. Your body will send up a hunger cue or release the hormone ghrelin when you are actually hungry. I'm hungry. Release the ghrelin. Let's go. I'm hungry. And your brain then is like, oh, I think I'm getting hungry. My stomach is telling me I'm hungry. The other reason it might produce ghrelin is because of a habit. 8 o'clock at night. Oh, MJ always eats at 8. She's not going to eat. This is weird. Let's send her a little ghrelin so she'll go get something to eat. And the other reason it might release ghrelin is because you're actually thirsty. You're really thirsty and you're not giving yourself enough water. And so your body is like, we're going to ask for food because guess what? A lot of food has water in it. And since this hussy won't give us any water, maybe if we eat, we can get some fluid out of it. That is why we created on the clock. Well, we didn't create it. An accountability group actually created on the clock, and then we reached out to them and we took it from them. So that is why you're doing it. It's not necessarily to eat less, but it's to make sure you're getting enough water on board and you're truly identifying when you're actually physically hungry, not just from a habit or not just from being thirsty and all that other kind of stuff. And so it's not just to like fill your stomach up with water so you eat less. It's really to work on a hunger cue is the whole reason that we're doing it. Now, if you want to, drink before you go have dinner or whatever, I think that's totally fine, but don't do it just as a way to eat less. So I just wanted to explain how your body can send hunger signals. So maybe that made it a little bit clear for you, Jennifer. Because I know growing up, my mom used to always tell me to drink some water so I didn't eat as much. You won't be as hungry. So you want to make sure that you're not confusing on the clock with like an old diet rule to lose weight, like my mama used to tell me. Cheryl, my goal is 5 pounds for the month. Since I already lost 4, my brain is telling me, okay, you only need one more to make goal so you can ease up. How do I keep going strong? It's just offering you a sentence. Your brain is like, girl, you're almost there, and it ain't but the ninth. You slow down a little bit. Go ahead and overeat a little bit more. You got plenty of time. You don't have to believe that. You don't have to do everything your brain offers as a suggestion. You can hear that thought and be like, girl, no, I'm gonna see how far I can blow past this. I was gonna give Corinne 5, but I could give her 7. Dang, that's pretty good. And give myself 7. It's just a thought in your head. You've got to direct it. It's a toddler. It's going down this way, and you see, like, it's going down the wrong path. It's going down the Leslie ease up. Let's ease up a little bit. I mean, these 2 pounds, if you lose 2 extra pounds this month, that's 2 pounds you ain't tacking on to the end of your weight loss. Why do you want to slow it down? I'm having so much fun losing weight, and I love no BS. I'm going to slow it down so I can take longer to lose weight. That's what you're telling yourself. You've got to decide. Yeah, every pound extra is a pound I don't have to lose later. Well, I'm gonna ride the wave of momentum while I got it. For whatever reason, this month feels very easy. I'm gonna ride this as long as this train will take me. There's another thought you can have. But you do not have to believe or act on everything your brain tells you to. We do it all the time. We deny our brains. All the time. All the time. Tatiana, patients with physical results, clothes fitting different or physical features changing. Anything on that would be great. I think you just have to remind yourself it's coming. The more weight I lose, the more I'm going to see it physically in my clothes and on my face and wherever else you're wanting to see it. Just constantly reminding yourself, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. Eventually, it's going to show up. Because I think it takes almost 20 pounds, 15 to 20 pounds to see a, to start feeling a difference in your clothes for some people. Robin Baker, why do I veer off track even when I really want to lose weight? Because habits are strong, Robin. Your brain's goal is to put things on a habit loop. It does not like change. It likes constant. Burns less calories. You can, you know, then your brain can focus on other things. Like, is there danger? Is there a tiger coming? Let's be on high alert for that. That is why habit, that's why we want you to do a little bit at a time so that your brain kind of adjusts to it. So it's not just freaking out all the time. That's why those little changes are so good. But you really want weight loss, but there's a little bit of work involved. And your brain is like, I don't want to do that. I like it over here. I know when we eat, how much we eat. We use it for every emotion. We ain't even got to work through emotions. We can be excited, we eat. Sad, eat. Confused, eat. Worried, eat. Sad, eat. Maybe I already said sad. I don't know. It's been your answer for everything. So you're like, you know what, brain? Tonight we're not gonna eat. I'm a little uncomfortable. I'm gonna just sit here and be uncomfortable. Your brain is like, oh no. No. You know what you need? You need some chocolate. You don't have to sit here and feel bad. Just go get some chocolate. That's fine. Go. You know it's gonna make you feel better. It's gonna fight really hard. Scooch. Thank you, Pam. You've got to start moving and making those small changes to get you one tiny baby step closer to the person you want to be. You don't want a 10 discomfort, but a 2 or a 3 discomfort, just a little scooch, a little bit closer. That's how it works. Just a little, I'm willing to do something I think is not good enough, doesn't feel very hard. My brain may tell me some stuff. It's going to pitch a little bit of a fit, but I think I can handle it. And you just do those things. What are some new thoughts I can use to remind myself that weight loss is in my control? I would just say it's only in my control. Every decision I make affects my weight loss. Nobody else can control my weight loss. Nobody. Unless I give them the power to, but I'm not giving them the power to. They, but one person. I used to love that about, like, some people, like, once I realized that, like, I was using food for everything, like, every emotion, every whatever, and I realized I had basically gotten myself there. I was like, well, thank God, because I can get myself out. I don't have to wait on anybody. Nobody has to give me permission. I get to do it on my own. I don't have to wait on anybody to change. Like, what? How powerful is that? It's all on you. Thankfully, nobody else has to get on board. Nobody else has to eat like you do. It's just you, thankfully. And all of us will help you, of course. All of us will help you, of course. Cindy Higginbotham. Is this diet mentality or self-care? I love these. Which is it? Diet mentality or self-care? I choose not to have pizza, steak, or other heavy foods. We're back to the Cammie Walker question that cause inflammation towards the end of the week when official weigh-in day is closed. I weigh daily, but count only the weekly weigh-in totals. I know how my body responds to these foods, so I tend to eat them Saturday through Monday versus Wednesday to Thursday. Am I holding on to diet mentality or scale drama? I don't think I am, but my accountability partners think maybe. It's because I'm gonna err on the side that it is diet mentality, and I will tell you why. Because you're doing it to affect the scale. You're not eating what you want, when you want, within doable hunger. So, like this happened, I weigh daily. So last week I weighed on Thursday. What did I weigh? I weighed on Thursday, and I was a number. No, I weighed on Friday. And I was up like a lot. I was like, and I don't know why. I don't know why I was up, whatever, but I did put it in my happy scale tracker. But then Saturday, I was down that pound. I don't know what had happened. I don't know if it was something I ate or I'm not sure. But anyway, I counted Saturday as my weight. I was like, fuck that Friday weight. I don't like it. So I like, and I have picked a Thursday weight before because my scale just shot up on a Friday. Like, what if you're weighing every day? It's not written in stone that Friday is your weigh-in day. Because sometimes the scale will go up or down. Mine, a pound or more in a day for whatever reason. I don't know. But I don't get hosed up on it. But if you're like the Friday weigh-in is the end all be all, and I must restrict or not have foods I love before, so the scale does what I want it to do, that is diet mentality. Because you're putting a lot of weight and pressure, weight, on that number on the scale. Yet Christy can be up 3 pounds. I know. My scale, y'all, it's like mine's up and down. I have never in my life, that's one reason I weigh every day. It takes the drama out of it for me because I do fluctuate a ton. Like, yeah, I'm like Christy, 2 or 3 pounds sometimes, like in a day. One time I got on the scale, it was like, I mean, in a day, it's like 2 pounds. I'm like, what in the frick is this? So I make sure that I like weigh every day because it does take the drama. Mine is crazy. Lee says, this is exactly why I weigh every day. It helps track inflammation and what foods bother me and cause inflammation. Yes. Karen Walton, stopping at enough. If I consistently overeat, so use tools like leaving 2 bites every meal or serve less. Will that hinder weight loss? The reason I ask is that I leave 2 bites, then it is not really reading enough signals. It's just leaving a set amount. Yes, Karen, that's such a great question. So, what she's saying is, stopping at enough, it's like we have cues. Like for me, I'm looking for the best bites. My stomach starts to feel like it's not empty anymore. Like I have some physical and like emotional, I'll call them, kind of cues that I've reached my enough. So she's saying, Karen is saying, I'm just leaving 2 bites, but I'm not really checking in with myself. I just emailed a client, a member this morning. I was talking about exactly the same thing. If you have been in the Clean Plate Club, you are a card, like you could pull out your card right now. You're like, MJ, I can't. I'm just telling you, I can't. And I think I even coached somebody this past Sunday. But if that is you, leaving 2 bites is amazing place to start because it shows you that it is okay. It is okay to leave those bites. Now, might you be following doable hunger? Maybe when you leave 2 bites behind, but maybe not because you're not necessarily checking in with yourself. Sometimes I reach enough and there are a couple bites left. I've left 2 bites, but I am actually paying attention to my enough. And what I was saying in the email to the member this morning is if you really do have a fear of throwing food away, like it is like it goes against the depths of your soul. It feels like your guts have been ripped out. leaving a bite or two is a great place to start. Because if you start falling doable hunger right away, you might have 7 bites left. Oh God, if you have trouble throwing 2 bites away, imagine what happened with 7 bites. You will really freak out. So that leaving bites behind is a great place to start. If you are not in the clean plate club, I was never in the clean plate club. I never had to clean my plate. I do every once in a while, like it's so good, and I'll clean my plate. Like I was there, but not like I don't really love this. I know I'm already full, but I gotta finish this plate because I can't leave food behind. I was not that person. So it was easier for me to start serving myself half. That can be another way that clean plate clubbers can do it. Instead of just leaving bites, try serving yourself half. Then you can eat the whole plate. And also maybe check in with your hunger cues so that you can finish your plate. But leaving 2 bites behind, you are absolutely right, does not ensure that you are following doable hunger. It could be a happy accident. I serve myself half from the beginning. I'm always wanting to go, I'll go back and get more if I want to. That's easier for me. So that could be something that you try. Let's see. How do you talk to yourself when your brain freaks out about buying smaller clothes? This is Shannon Fleming. I bought a size small pants, girl. And as soon as I got home, I thought that I should take them back and get a medium, even though they fit great. I think that's normal. Shannon, that is just you getting into a size you probably never thought you were going to be in. It's hearing that. And it's like, no, look at them. They look great. You're going to be fine. You do not need a medium. They'll be too big. And you have to just really calm yourself down. It is very difficult. I did not realize how difficult it was going to be for me to shop in regular clothes. I had a really, the first time I went into a Belk's department store, I left. Because I became so overwhelmed that I didn't just have to shop in my one little corner with my lady that I'd known for years. It was very overwhelming. I had to shop in boutiques for a long time because department stores were like, I had never been able to go in. And like the one place I felt safe and comfortable was the plus size section over at the Belk. I had always shopped there. And that was the one place I couldn't go anymore. Do you know how uncomfortable that is? I mean, you might be like, oh, you were in a large or whatever. I was hella uncomfortable. My one lady that knew me, she was the one lady couldn't help me. I had to go out. And it was really difficult for me. And I wanted to go buy 1X because I was like, I know her. 1X isn't that big. I could at least still get my shirts in 1X. Certainly. Oh, yeah, Kathy, I can't do TJ Maxx or Marshalls either. But I'm okay. I am a small now. My brain hasn't caught up yet. That does not change the fact that these smalls fit me. And you just have to keep reminding yourself. All right. Marianne. Why is it so hard for me at potlucks? I want to taste everything, even if it's just a couple of bites, especially if it's an all-day affair. I don't think there's a problem with that, Marianne. Go get a bite of everything. And if it's all day, that makes it easier. It's not a one and done. Look at half the things you want and put them on your plate, eat those and take a little break. And go back. Get a little bit more. Probably with potluck, if your family is like my family, it's also the thoughts. Because doesn't it always come down to the thoughts, y'all? Every time. They're gonna think I'm on a diet. They're gonna think I don't like this food. If I don't get everything, if I don't eat like I used to, maybe they're gonna think something of me. Everybody else is eating a lot of food. Maybe I should eat a lot of food with them. I look different than they do. They're gonna start like looking at me and paying attention to me. And I don't want like, that's probably some of what is going on for you, which is normal too. If somebody says, that all you're eating for now, if I'm hungry, I'll go get some more. You want to practice those conversations. What are you afraid they'll say to you? And practice that ahead of time. But I'm just going to tell y'all, I have this theory. Will y'all indulge my theory for just a minute? When we go on a diet, any diet, keto, Whole30, whatever, we wear that like a badge of honor. I see it all the time. Hell, I did it all the time. Oh, I can't have, I'm losing weight. I can't have that. I brought my own. Thank you. I'm not eating, girl, that's so process. Girl, I'm not having that. I brought my own. I'm on a health journey. I'm on a weight loss journey. I'm not eating that today. No, I'm not going to have that. I brought my own. Where's your microwave? Let me go heat this up because I'm on a health journey. I'm on a health, and I don't eat like that. I've completely cut out white flour and sugar. No more. I appreciate you though. And we go to the microwave and we heat it up, and everybody's around. Girl, what are you doing? Girl, I'm on a health journey. I'm losing weight. I'm clean. I'm not eating. I'm only eating clean now. I'm good. Thank you. But Lord, let's tell you that you can have whatever you want and you can put it on your plate and you can just eat a little bit. And we're like, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. I don't want to tell nobody. They're going to think I'm weird because I'm not. But they don't think you're weird if you bring your own plate. It blows my mind. For a lot of us, why can't we say, I'm just learning to listen to my body? Just like we say, I had a cousin a couple of years ago, and she was doing that fucking Whole30. We have the Stigall reunion, the third Wednesday, the third Sunday of every August, over at the Methodist Church in Fort Mill, South Carolina. And they bring chicken and homemade chicken and dumplings, and they have homemade everything and homemade pickles from Aunt Clara's garden and everything. And there she was heating up that thing, heating up that. It's once a year. You can't take a whole 30 day off? Like, come on now. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm so glad I get to eat what I want. I am so glad I don't have to do that. I'm so glad. Because I get to eat what I want. She's over there. She's turning down homemade chicken and dumplings from the sand hills of South Carolina. No. Then people only come out to the woods once a year to make chicken and dumplings. And I get to have it. I get to have whatever I want. So I just want you to think, like when you go to potlucks, what are you afraid of? What are you thinking you're gonna miss out on? And then you have to remind yourself, just because I eat more doesn't mean it's better. Doesn't mean it's better. I'm getting a little bit of every single thing that I want, that I love, that I'm eating a little bit of everything and I've got all day. There's no need for me to overeat right now. I can go back whenever I get hungry again. It's an all day thing. I can always go back and get more. It's just calming yourself down a little bit and also making sure that it's not out of fear. I'm gonna say fear, but just worry or concern about what somebody else might think about you if you don't eat that food. Rosie, we have a couple of protein questions. Rosie says, tips to get extra protein. Currently using Premier Protein as coffee creamer. Somebody said, Andrea Johnson said, I would like to know the coaches take on adding protein meal replacement shakes to their meal plan. I'm considering starting one. Okay, here is my word on protein. Why? Typically, you don't need more protein. It's why are you wanting to add protein? I myself am adding protein because I have the straight up osteoporosis. Straight up. I had a bone density test. I've got it. My doctor said one thing that will really help your bones and keep you from having a break is extra protein. I did not ask him how much. I did not ask him a gram to shoot for. None of that. I have decided I'm better than I was, which is good. And I'll have another bone density test in a couple of years. You first want to know why. If you love your reason, I love my reason to increase my protein. I love it. Makes me happy. I don't want a broken bone. Am I getting enough? I don't know. I'm better than I was. We'll find out in 2 years when I get another bone density test. But you first, protein is a new buzzword. It started with the cottage cheese, right? So you just have to decide why. Is it diet mentality or is it for another reason? Same thing with excluding things, right? Like, I don't want to eat sugar anymore. I'm not going to have, why? Are you diabetic? What did the doctor tell you? Why is it important to you? Does it give you a crash? Does it get, do you love your reasons? You've got to love your reasons first. And I've always lost weight eating a high protein diet ain't a good reason. You've got to decide. That's step number one. Step number two, I'm just more protein forward. I don't eat past enough. I don't eat when I'm not hungry to get it in. I found a clear protein I like. I put that in my water a couple of times a day. That gives me 30 grams of protein. And then I just am more protein forward. If I make spaghetti, it's got extra meat in it. If I make a sandwich, I put extra meat in it. Whatever it is, I just add extra meat. Yesterday for lunch, I just ate chicken. It was chicken from the grill. It was very good. But I had been not great on proteins. I'm like, yesterday, I was like, I'm having a protein only lunch. Like, I got to get some protein in. And so you just have to decide, why am I doing it? Why is it important to me? What are my reasons? Like, for me, I mean, I don't want to have a broken bone. Yeah, like I choose not to eat pasta. It makes me feel awful. That's not diet mentality. It's like that shit feels terrible when I eat it. I don't want it. Ugh, it makes me feel terrible. That's not diet mentality. Christy said, my reason to eat protein is my body feels the best when I prioritize protein, not a diet mentality rule, right? You always, every time you make a choice for what you will and won't include in your diet, and by diet, diet by the dictionary definition is just the groups of foods that you eat. I'm not talking like a weight loss diet. I'm talking about in the groups of foods you choose to eat, anytime you want to include or exclude something, make sure you love your reasons. I know Mary Wise said, I'm starting to realize ice cream may be upsetting my innards. God bless. She was like, I don't want to poop my pants. It's not that I can't have ice cream. I cannot prioritize protein. I don't have to. The doctor said it would be a good idea. I decided to make it a priority. I could have told him, to go jump in a lake. I could have been like, fuck you, I ain't doing that. Don't have no diet rules. I am not doing that. That's my choice. But I decided bone health is, it was high on my list. I didn't want a hip replacement or whatever. I didn't want to break a hip or my back or any of that stuff. So I just decided it was important to me. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Tips for getting water in on the weekends and around holidays. I think I already talked about that. That's from Elena. Maybe you have to carry it around with you. Maybe you have to set a timer on your phone on the weekends, whatever it is. Maybe you guzzle water a few times a day. Like maybe during the week, you're a sipper. You kind of sip on your water all day long, but on the weekends, you've got to pull out four bottles of water, whatever it is, and just guzzle one in the morning, guzzle one at lunch, guzzle one mid-afternoon, and guzzle one in the evenings. And maybe that's how you get your water in. You have to decide what works best for you. Maybe you put all the water in your pocketbook when you go out, or you put it in your car or whatever, just to make sure that you have it around, you're reminding yourself, you're getting it in front of yourself to get that water in. Jillian, does lifting weights while having a lot of weight to lose change the expected amount to weight to lose each week? No. Just really check in with those thoughts about lifting weights and what it does to hunger. Make sure you're not increasing The amount of food probably that you're taking in, and just know that the first week or two, as you start to initially break down those muscles and build them back up, you may notice like a stagnancy on the scale. But remember, the scale is one indicator of how you're doing. Weigh your habits too. But after a week or two, you'll notice the weight will come. The power of the chug. If we got a second before, well, I got four more questions. And then I'll show you all the protein powder. I was trying to hear if anybody was in there with me. Vishali, how do I not give up the argument with my brain about urges? I give up after the third volley when my brain says, but you're really hungry. Don't you feel it? That's when you say, you know what? Maybe I am. I'm going to do the on the clock. I'm gonna drink some water and I'm gonna see if you're telling me the truth or not. And drink some water and see. I want you to think about your kid or your dog or whatever running away from you over and over again. How long are you gonna go chase after them? As many times as it takes. After the third time, you'd be like, fine, you in the mean streets now. Good luck, best of luck to you. No, you keep going. But the good news about having that ping pong or volley conversation back and forth. The best news about that is that it gets easier the more you practice it because you start to find the thoughts that work best. At first, you're just throwing any old thought at those, old shitty thoughts. And then you'll start to find thoughts that are like, oh, that was a good one. Girl, I'm going to keep that in my pocket. I'm going to use it next time. And then you start pulling those thoughts out at the first. And it does get easier and easier and easier the more you do it. Tammy, Sweeney, drinking water when I'm hungry, then I wait to eat, but do because I waited and I'm still hungry. I think that's fine. I'm finding I get to enough pretty quickly, but my meal doesn't last me as long as when I don't drink a bunch of water first. Is the water giving me a false sense of satiety? It could be. It could be, but if you drink water ahead of time and you get to enough, and you know you've had a bunch of water beforehand, first I would extend the on the clock. So drink water, wait 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, that water has gone, it's not still just sitting in your stomach. I would extend that time. That's going to make a huge difference for you. But if you do happen to drink a bunch of water right before a meal, and you know that when you do that, it does not last you. Get to what you think is enough and eat two more bites. See if that works. Melanie, how do we get started with collecting data? I get very overwhelmed. In the Quick Start Guide on the No BS Weight Loss course page on our website, nobswomen.com, you'll see the Quick Start Guide. All you want to do is at the end of the day, write down what you ate. Did you eat it when you were hungry? And did you stop it enough? That's all we want you to do at first. Sheila Walcott, what steps can I take to restart the scale? My thought was to go back to the basics. Yes, go back to the basics. That's exactly, I mean, always stay with the basics. Like once you get back there, Sheila, let's just stay around there because the basics are going to be kind of how you operate moving forward. And if you get stuck, if any of y'all are stuck and you don't know what basic, and I would pick, am I hungry or stopping at enough? Doable hunger is going to get the scale going. I mean, if you start, I'm going to start planning. I got to get back to the basics. I'm going to plan. And you're still overeating. That's not going to get the scale moving. It's just not. I'm going to start with sleep because I feel like I'm sleeping 6.5 hours. I think 7 hours would make a big difference. It's going to help you a little bit with hunger, but if you really want to jumpstart that scale, you've got to go to doable hunger. Lisa Hinkle, I have lost 25 pounds. Any tips to reach 50? Girl, I do have some tips for you to reach 50. Go over to the celebrations page on our website, nobswoman.com. Register for Queen's Club. That means you've lost 25 pounds, and you will get a journal, 30 days of journals. And it's all about what did I do to get here? And what am I going to do moving forward? What habits do I want to take for the next 25 pounds? What do I want to do? But it really is do what you've been doing. Do what you've been doing. Hold on, somebody, Mike. Will you hand me that clear protein over there by the coffee pot, the clear protein? He's bringing it. My handy dandy assistant is bringing me the clear protein. Yeah, hand it to me. Thank you, Mr. Mike. Mr. MJ. This is what I use. Naked Whey ISO. Now, I will say this. I got it from the Zon. It is clear. It has 30 grams per two scoops. I don't want to put two scoops in there. I put one scoop in the morning and one scoop in the afternoon. That gives me 30 grams of protein because I am prioritizing my bones, not to lose weight, because I need protein to build bone. You do need some sort of a frother. You need some sort of a blending ball in your, that you can shake. What? It does not have an aftertaste. It really is the best clear protein I've found. I've tried a couple of different kinds. I put flavoring in my water. Like I have little clear, like Crystal Light drops and stuff. So I do use that with this. It doesn't have an aftertaste. It doesn't, it's always naked. Naked, it's naked. So that's what I use. Clear and flavorless. It really is. It does not have a smell or nothing, really. It don't have, well, it don't smell good. I don't smell it in my water. It don't smell good in powder form. I haven't stuck my nose in there before right now. But it's got yeah, it's got 15, it's got 30 grams per two scoops. So I don't use two scoops. I don't use two scoops. I just use one. Maybe that's why I don't taste. Yeah, whey does have an odor. Naked. Yeah, naked. All right. How else would you say naked? 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 It is on the Zon. Yes, I did get it from the Zon. And it only comes in big, I think. I'm like, I wanted to try it, which this is a big commitment to try something. Yeah, I like Fairlife shakes as well. I do. But this, because I'm drinking my water anyway, it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, how can you not go over doable hunger? How can you stay within doable hunger and add extra protein? Now, I will tell you, people say you sprinkle this like on soups or whatever. I ain't done none of that. I ain't got all fancy like that. But I will tell you that it's good to me. But like I said, I do add a little bit of something, something in my drink. So. All right. Oh, naked. Oh, I can't say that. Vanilla protein powder in my milk for my cereal. Yeah. So there are ways to add protein without adding and still be able to do doable hunger because that's what we see a lot. Like, I want to add protein or I want to add whatever, calcium or fiber or whatnot. But then I have to go over doable hunger to reach my goals. And I'm like, you need to start asking yourself, how can I add protein or add fiber or add calcium or add whatever it is and still follow doable hunger? And there are ways to do it. So, all right. Thank y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Make sure you post all of your questions this weekend, the Drop It Like It's Hot email. That was fun. Rapid fire. Rapid fire. All right. Y'all have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.